Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off on the same way we start every episode off, because we need to today. Gratitude. I can't tell you how much gratitude I have in my heart and my soul right now, and I want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening. I appreciate you, and I appreciate this universe. I appreciate this world. Big gratitude today. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What up, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota. Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls for sponsoring the show. We really appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, I'm in a good mood. I had to start the show off differently. I'm in such a good mood.
Yeah, I noticed. You don't normally do that.
I've had nothing but problematic things transpire in my life over the last 24 hours. And you know what? Although problematic, all good. All worked out.
I don't even think I would call it problematic. I would just say you had some speed bumps come up.
That's it. And that's all they were.
Yeah,
you know,
it wasn't
what?
Even a problem. You went through all of them fine.
Yep. So let's talk about the first one, because I got to give a few shout-outs. So yesterday I'm driving my MG around, and the lug nuts come off, and the car starts dancing.
Wobbling
big time. Now, how I got to look at this, some people might say, oh my God, that's horrible. I'm like, no, it is horrible, but could be a lot worse. That tire could have fell off. The damage could have been done. Somebody could have got injured. Myself. You know what I mean? So anyways, big shout out to, I don't have AMA. I go through my MasterCard, and the attendant that helped me out yesterday.
You go through your MasterCard? That's the card you choose to go through?
Yeah, they had like a program years ago that we signed up for.
All right.
So anyways, Dave was his name. Dave, if you're watching this from MasterCard, to say he went above and beyond is an understatement. Like, I've never had somebody on a customer service go out of their way this much. So much so he went out his way. I won't bore you with all the details, but I was talking to him and he said he couldn't help me out because there was a little bit of a glitch. I said, nah, no problem. Then the guy hangs up and 3 minutes later, he calls me back. And he's like, hey, Mr. Pierre, how you doing? I was like, hey, Dave, what's going on, man? He's like, did a little bit of looking into this for you and I think I can help you out now. Most of the time they hang up and they never call back.
Not especially on their own accord.
That's right.
Like, sometimes they'll call back if they say they will, but
that's
not
right.
Just out of nowhere.
That's right. This dude called back. Now, the other guy I got to give a big shout out to in this scenario was my tow truck driver from Four Seasons Towing and Transport. So, unfortunately, I forget his name, but it's on this video, so just give me a second. Bear with me.
Glenn
from Four Seasons. Unbelievable. This guy was phenomenal, called me on his way, chatted with me. We had a good time, talked about experiences, talked about cars. Glenn, you are a gem, and I will be coming to drop off a little gift for Glenn. Dave, sorry, man, don't know where you live, don't know your address, can't send you anything. Fast forward to today. Now, we're not going to go into all these details, but I was helping out a friend with a vehicle, and there may have been a bit of
some confusion.
Confusion with license plates and insurance, and the police officers got involved. And our local RCMP in Fort McMurray, nothing but courteous throughout this whole interaction. They were just doing their job. I did get three warnings. So, but
normal people get one.
But you know what? It all worked out at the end of the day. Got to give a big shout out to them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It was an enjoyable experience. It was my first real run-in with police officers for that duration of time. So thank you for doing your job. Thank you for being cool with me. Thank you for understanding. Big shout out to our local police force. I don't want to say the guy's name just in case. He might get in some trouble. I don't know. I don't know how the police work. So I don't want to say your name, but dude, if you're watching the show, I want to say thank you for your understanding and helping me through this misunderstanding this morning. So got a lot to be grateful for, man.
Yeah, you got 4 minutes of things to be grateful for. That's impressive.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. So, and I would talk about like the weekend. I got lots to be grateful for this weekend. We went on a road trip. In theory, everything went wrong, but in actuality, everything went right.
For me, it was only wrong for like, I don't know, 4 hours. Like, because it was like I found out that the show wasn't actually gonna happen like 2 hours before I went to bed, and then like we woke up, went to the bus, and then it was just like, hey, we're gonna do some cool stuff down there anyways, and yeah. It was over and it was fine, and we went down there and had a lot of people come out and have a lot of fun.
Yeah, and plans kept, like, we thought we had a good plan, and then that got changed, and then even better one. Just things just kept, every wrong got written right times 10,
yes,
in my opinion.
And we got to have a good company meeting.
Good company meeting. You got to meet Jay for the first time.
Yes, I did.
The exclusive Jason Phillips.
Yes, he is a hard-to-come-by man, but when you get to come by him, he is an amazing man.
Yep. So, anyways, I'm just recognizing, like, life is sweet, the universe is awesome, and I think I just found, like, my new favorite album. I'm going to go on record to say it's my favorite album right now. It's my vibe maybe for the rest of my life. I'm glad I didn't find it earlier, but I found it now. I've heard songs off this album before, but the album is from George Harrison, and as you know, I say this sometimes, I did not know this album existed. I did not know the album was called this, but the album is called All Things Must Pass. Which is kind of a thing in my life that I like to say, this too shall pass. But anyways, I think this might be my number one album of all times. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I might have to put Snoop Dogg Doggy Style in second place. Sorry, Snoop.
I don't think it'll come to that because you can't tie in nostalgia to this album.
No, but I can tie in where I currently am in my life and this journey and the universe and meaning.
So,
I think this is it.
So your favorite album right now, but I don't think you can call that the best album of all time.
For me, you might be right.
Yeah.
I still have, like, and that's why I didn't want to nail it yet, because I still got to listen to it a bunch of times. But sorry, not sorry, Tanner. You're going to be hearing a lot of this album moving forward.
That's all right. I get paid.
Yeah. So anyways, a lot to be grateful for. But before Ruby... Oh, let's give a big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor. I've been dealing with Noral a lot today with both of my car incidents, and Noral, big time help. Big time help. So
always are, though.
Always are. So big shout out to Noral. They're going to help me get that MG back on the road, hopefully within the next 24 hours. You'll see me cruising around Fort McMurray and Ruby again, and they helped out with my other incident from my buddy's car this morning, so... Noral Toyota, like, let's talk about customer service. These guys, above and beyond, excellent all of the time.
Yeah. Even that's not even customer service. That's just who they are.
That's right.
I come in there. I've never bought a thing in my life from Noral Toyota, nor do I have any plans to due to my situations. But yep. I come in there, and I feel like I get treated with the same amount of respect as somebody who's driving, you know, the new $60,000 Supra that they drive or whatever it is, right?
That's right. That's exactly it. So, yeah, man. People are wondering probably what I'm wearing, by the way. I'm wearing a pretty awesome shirt right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see this awesome shirt.
You can see the awesome shirt. You can see the awesome shorts.
There we go. Oh, yeah, shorts. Listen, this is a new summer for me, and I think that album has a little bit to do with it. I don't wear shorts very often whole life.
This is an Elliot Pierre Legg world premiere.
Yeah. Check out the sneaks too. Yeah, I'm not a shorts guy. I'm not going to tell you my previous thoughts on shorts. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
People's feelings, I guess.
Yeah, I've told people how I feel about wearing shorts. Not me wearing shorts, but them wearing shorts too. but yeah, it's hot outside. I'm going to start wearing some shorts more often.
Yeah, I bet they're a lot more cool than those coveralls.
Yeah. So... anyways, this shirt my son made for me. Keegan made this shirt for me. So one day he was rocking himself a tie-dye shirt, and I love a good tie-dye. And I was like, bro, your shirt is sweet. And for my birthday, he made this shirt. And when I first got it, I was like, dude, I just wanted a tie-dye shirt. I was kind of suspect about the bird on it. But the more I look at the shirt, the more I'm just like, man, without this bird, this shirt is not as cool.
I think that would be a good... shirt to wear to the next rave.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
That would kill it.
Yep. And I wear some shorts.
You got a good outfit right now, what you're wearing.
That's right. So, anyways, big shout out to Keegan Spencer Pierre. This is a Keegan original. You can't get this shirt anywhere.
One of one.
So I wear it a lot around the house, but you know what? Summertime, we're wearing shorts. I think it's cool.
You got to get them to sign it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, get him to sign it.
He would love that.
Yeah, like his artist signature. I know he has a few things signed.
You know what you and me are going to start doing here pretty soon?
What?
So we're going to start doing some custom stuff. And what we're going to do is myself and Jay, we've got a stencil. And on our custom merch that we're going to be putting out, we're just going to get a spray. We're going to spray paint it. Spray paint that stencil. Yeah. Really excited about it.
It'll be good. I think I think they'll sell well.
That's right. I don't know if you were, I don't know exactly how deep we went into that conversation.
Yeah, you told me about how like it'll all work. I don't.
That's right. We don't need to go through we're not going to go through the details here. We don't want to ruin any upcoming secrets of the fun we're about to take place.
You'll just have to stay tuned.
Oh, let's talk about something else because this comes out on Friday and people need a book. I'm doing a interview prep course next weekend, next Saturday. Sign up for it. There's two courses. There's only 11 seats per course.
So are we talking tomorrow or a week from tomorrow?
A week from tomorrow.
Okay.
So interview prep. The first one is just regular interview prep. The other one is interview prep done virtually because a lot of these interviews are being done remotely now. So my background, if you don't know, which you probably do already, is I was in human resources for over a decade, HR manager for some pretty big companies here in the oil and gas industry. So my interview knowledge is extensive. So sign up for that course. $35. Tanner's falling asleep. He doesn't need interview prep. He's got a dream job.
It's not even that I don't need it. It's that I've sat through this speech so many times I could take a nap.
That's right.
Well, you go ahead and tell everybody else because I have been through this course.
Because I do it at Keanu. This is not the first time I'm offering this. This is the first time I'm offering it to the general public, but I've done it at Merck for about 5+ years, Father Merck, for the local high school kids. Keanu College for the last 4 or 5 semesters has hired me to do the course for students there.
You've had a good handful of people come and tell you, like, either at their jobs or out in the public that they got their job because of the interview that you did. So
that's right. Out of all of the individuals that have sat through this course independently, everybody who sat through this course has got the job that they interviewed for. So there's only 11 seats in one and 11 seats in two, $35 per course. We'll put the tickets below. Come and support your boy. Really would appreciate it. That's happening on Saturday. So seats are extremely limited.
Yeah.
So get in on it.
And with those limited seats, I'm assuming it's going to be a little bit more personal then, hey?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
so right. Ask what you need to, and you can specify it to a more specific job. And
that's right. And that's why I wanted to keep the class size small. Just so that people could get those that one-on-one time in those courses. So come out and support your boy. Also working on a book.
Yeah, how's that going?
Step one done.
Yeah.
Already out there. It's being transcribed as we speak. And then, myself and some team members on the Greenlight staff are going to clean up my words and then...
I will not be involved in that step.
No, you will not be.
No. Nope.
But hopefully sooner rather than later... my very first book will be out, and I'm pretty excited about that.
And I'm gonna have like no part in that, right?
Zero part.
Thank you.
Zero part, except for the promotion component on the show.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, we might get you to start putting some QR codes, on the show right over there.
Yeah, I just need them. Yeah, but I like how you said right over there, and then continued to point off screen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like your hand was out of frame.
Oh, that's awesome. So like there. I don't know. Maybe it'll be on my face. Who knows where these QR codes will pop up?
I'll make them fun.
Yeah.
You guys will have good times with some QR codes.
We are going to start having a lot of fun with QR codes on the Mac City Morning Show.
Yeah. And maybe I got to start having some more fun on the Mac City Morning Show, too.
Yeah.
That janitor episode did real good.
Oh, man. Just the laughs on that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. My family and friends definitely appreciated that episode.
That was like my welcoming to the family. I'm a made man now.
That's right. Yeah. Well, although Tanner's been making fun of the coveralls, and I wore them once on that episode.
Hey, you rock them.
We were in Edmonton. I'm telling you, man. Coveralls play.
Yeah, you rock those coveralls. Yep. I know.
But the ongoing jokes that you were roasting me with on the weekend were hilarious, and I think making some of your friends actually a little bit uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There was my friends. Nobody is ever ready in my immediate circle for mine and yours interactions.
Yeah, they were very uncomfortable, and like I'd laugh and I'd keep laughing at the joke, and they're like, "Is this gonna keep going on?" Like, and some of those jokes were almost swore there. Some of those jokes were heaters.
Yeah.
You were not holding back.
But it's because they all liked you so much. And they were like, I can't agree with this. That guy's awesome. And I was like, no, I agree. But like, come on.
The coveralls, bro. Like, anybody need to get any shots?
You're not seeing him wear these right now?
That's right.
Come on. It's open range, boys.
Yeah. I don't have the bracelet on. I wish I did. Your friend gave me. And I'm not going to put it as just like a rave bracelet. I'm going to put it in like daily rotation.
Yeah. You liked it that much, eh?
Yeah. And I liked her. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. But I like her that much.
Yeah. She, like, all of the people that were there that night are some of my favorite people. And I am very glad that they all came out to hang out and do some pretty fun stuff with us.
If I had a daughter.
Yeah.
I would want that young lady to be my daughter. Yeah. I'll adopt her right now.
Yeah. She is.
I don't know if we can say her name. I don't know how private she is. That's fine.
We'll discuss this. I'll discuss it and we'll bring it up.
Yeah. You'll tell her.
Yeah.
She'll watch this episode.
100%.
Yeah. But I have. She was just beyond lovely.
Yes.
To say the least.
Yeah. Fantastic tattoo artist.
Yes. Fantastic. Fantastic tattoo artist.
Yeah.
I didn't get one. Still don't have one, but.
I got a few.
Yeah. So that was it was an interesting weekend, to say the least. I don't know how many other individuals live a rock star type of lifestyle that we embraced to its fullest this past weekend.
I feel like there were probably all of the people in that room, with the exception of two, that are like that in our group. And then it's outside of that. It's very rare.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And like, I would like to, like, it was an unbelievable weekend, new experiences, fun experiences, but I have to say, and it's kind of a flex, like, none of it was out of the norm for me per se. Like, I was like, yeah, this is on brand.
Yep. No, that was a normal weekend for me, I would say.
Yeah. So, but I like that we shared it with a bunch of people and it just blew their minds that this is actually a reality.
Yeah. You know, people don't think that what we do is real until that they get to live it.
And that's then right.
Like, I describe you to everybody.
Yeah.
And they're just always like, yeah, I bet he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you're not listening to the words coming out of my mouth.
That's right.
Like, nothing ever happens. This guy is amazing. And they're like, yeah, I bet he's chill and cool. And you're like, you just have to meet him.
Yeah.
And then they meet him and you go to sleep and they all lose their mind.
That's right.
Yep.
That's
I really wish you could be there for that, but you can't.
You can't, yeah. So, because it's not just, I don't think it's me. I think it's like the experiences that come along with.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and like half of it is you. And then the other half of it is how you relate to me.
That's right.
And the fact that like he's here because of this guy.
Yeah.
And then he's here.
That's right.
Why?
Yeah.
But they all love you.
That's right. And then you're just like, hey, by the way, don't forget the experience that they were having. And like, I think they forget that. They're like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, like we're, this is not. Your everyday experience that's going on here. So
no, and
soak that up for a second.
Yeah, and they all, even Jason
is
not fully prepared to meet me, I don't think.
No. Well, Jason is somewhat getting accustomed to the Elliot Pierre show, circus, whatever you want to call it. And so it's becoming a little bit more commonplace. Things happen even that week where he's still just like, what the heck is going on here? But he was not ready. But totally loved the experience of Tanner Elliott because that's a completely different experience when we form Voltron.
Yeah,
like
it's a problem that people like we can rule the world.
That's right.
Yeah.
So yeah, he loved that experience and is still talking about it and like thank goodness that happened. Like and it all happened with literally the rave that we were supposed to getting canceled, the party that we planned afterwards going off the rails.
Yeah.
Then that led to Jason coming. Like, if everything would have went to plan,
it wouldn't have been as good as it was.
It wouldn't have been as good as it was.
Yeah. And
we
wouldn't have never got Jason to come.
That's right.
Yeah, there would have been a lot of missteps.
Yeah, I don't think we would have had a tattoo artist show up to our spot.
We might have because, like, that was Saturday night, and we, like, I had knew they were coming down already when we were trying to plan. But I don't think it would have been as fun.
No.
And I don't think that we would have, like, had the experience at West Ed and all that kind of stuff, you know?
That's right. The only downside, and it's not even a downside, is we did not go to, we didn't have enough time.
To antique.
Yeah. So that was, you know, sometimes plans just don't work out.
No.
So.
You make other choices.
Yeah. I think every choice that was made that weekend. Although if you are a part, if the audience knew what took place. Sorry, he got like to be part of our shenanigans. Listen, if you ever want to meet up with us, all are welcome. So, but we can't give away all. We can't give away everything that takes place.
It's a family show. It's yeah. not a family party.
That's right. But yeah, like when we go on these adventures, although things don't work out, they always work out.
Yep.
They always work out.
I've never had a bad time.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, they always work out. So, yeah, we had a great weekend, and I can't wait to have more of those. So you posed a question to me yesterday, though.
Yeah.
You texted me. We were texting.
Yeah.
Which I find hilarious that we text.
Yeah.
Because we spent so much time together.
Yeah. And then it's like one thing happens, and it's like, I don't see you for 2 days. Better text them.
That's right. It was so funny when it's like when we met in Edmonton. I was like, bro, man, I missed you. And then you're like, man, I missed you too. And then Maya was just like, yeah, you guys haven't seen each other in like a week. I'm like, actually, it's only been 3 days, 2.5 if we're really splitting hairs.
Yeah. And with constant text updates through that's the
right.
entire thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you texted me yesterday while I was sitting roadside waiting for a tow truck. So I had time to text you back and forth. Where am I open to travel to?
Yeah.
So, and I was like, dude, I'm open to anything. Like it's the deal. It all comes down to the deal. And a deal is a component of the traveling story, I feel. Like myself and Jay, I can't give away the dates. Can't give away dates. But me and Jay found a deal. We're going to be going to Newfoundland.
That's exciting.
Me and Jay, yeah. So we got a sweet deal coming up. I love Newfoundland. I can't wait to go back to it. But myself and Jason, we've done some nice traveling from Manitoba, Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, BC. We've done some good traveling, myself and Jay, in this country. But you asked me a question about continents.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, you found the right deal. I got a passport. Let's go. So, like, let's just further the conversation in regards to how on board I am. I'll tell you, and I hope somebody's watching this and is on board and can help me make this dream a reality.
Okay.
I've always wanted to do this. I'm stepping up the dream right now because hopefully somebody's going to sponsor this dream of mine. I have a dream I have a dream to go to the airport with X amount of dollars in my pocket. It has to be a few thousand, right? And go to the ticket clerk and be like, hey, how are you doing today? I'm like, oh, we're doing good. And I say, listen, I got X amount of dollars in my pocket. Where are we going today?
So you know what we do?
Yeah.
We fly into Heathrow in the UK.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where you do it. Because if you fly into Heathrow...
Oh, yeah. The world is your oyster at that point.
And it's so cheap to do just like a last minute
That's right.
hop on a plane.
That's right. Well, my thing is, once we go on a plane, I want to keep it going. Like, we'll do it in like an Edmonton. Like, you got to start off the trip.
Yeah.
So you start off in Edmonton. You're like, hey, send me somewhere. And then they don't have to use the whole budget. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just like, where can I go today? Like, I need to fly in the next like few hours. Put me on a plane somewhere. Let's see where we go. And I just want like, obviously, I don't know where I'm going to go, so you got to pack appropriately, but you can't pack for everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it is my dream to stroll up to an airport, go to a ticket counter, and just say, put me on a plane somewhere, please. Where am I going today? I'm not going to know until you print out that ticket.
I'm surprised you've never done that.
Never really had the opportunity to do it. Never had, like, I've done some crazy things while traveling. But here's another component of this story, Tanner, and this is where you fall into the mix.
Okay.
I feel... this is an experience to be shared.
Yeah. You don't want to do that alone.
So, like, I've done tons of traveling by myself. I have no issue traveling by myself.
Yeah, but when there's no plan...
it's nice to have, like,
somebody to, like, yeah. mess up with you.
That's right.
You know, like, if you're lost, you're lost together. You can watch each other's back. You can, yeah.
That's right. So, when you wrote that to me yesterday, I'm like, hey, what's up? I was like, hey, listen, I'm going to blow your mind when we verbalize this. So... let's throw it out there to the universe. Let's throw it out to our audience. How much money do you think this would take?
Well, how far do you want to go?
Because it'd be two of us.
Yep. But, like, how far you want to go? Like, if you just want to say, hey, like, my goal is to get outside the province, you're probably only going to need $1,000.
That's right.
But if your goal is to say, hey, I want to get out of the country, you're probably going to need two.
Okay, $2,500. Let's throw it down. This is a $5,000 endeavor.
Okay.
$25 for you, $25 for me. And we'll document this whole thing, obviously.
Yep.
We'll film the Mac City Morning Show while we're doing it. We'll also film some vlogs and keep the world posted. I think somebody out there, and maybe they want to join, but you throw down 5K, and myself and Tanner are going to go on one heck of an adventure. Yeah. So if anybody's out there who wants to be a part of this story, we would love for you to be a part of this story and sponsor it for us.
You can even come.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be fun.
And, like, we're not planning anything. No hotels, no cars, nothing.
We got to have a goal.
What's the goal?
Like that's just it. What is the goal? Is the goal to leave the country, leave the continent, get somewhere warm, get somewhere cold?
Let's not talk about temperature because once again, in my head, you got to pack appropriately. So, like, if I take shorts and I end up in Antarctica, well, shame on me. And then I better find some money to buy something or haggle when I get there.
But, like, okay, so take away temperature. It doesn't even have to be something like that. The goal can be, like, somewhere with an amusement park or, you know, somewhere. If you have a goal, then, like, it makes it more...
If I just have a goal,
because
I don't want to put, like, too much parameters on it, obviously. If I have a goal, because I've seen all of Canada, it needs to be outside of Canada.
Okay.
Outside of Canada.
And then, like... Yeah, like, I'll think of mine, but I would think something like an amusement park, because then it doesn't matter where you go. You get to the airport and you go, hey, you got any good amusement parks here?
Yeah.
If you don't like the amusement parks there, on to the next place.
That's right. So, because my thought process is when we get where we get, I've had great times anywhere I go. It doesn't matter if it's a city or the smallest town with only a motel. Like, I believe you come in with a positive attitude, people are good, they're going to be excited. I've actually had more fun in small communities versus cities.
See, then you can put the cap on trying to get somewhere with a population less than X.
Yeah, but listen, sometimes what happens if they send us to, like, I ain't never been to, like, Tokyo or Beijing or...
Beijing's insane.
Moscow.
Like, I don't think we'd be going to Moscow right now.
No, I don't think we'd be going to Moscow
right now. No, I don't think I would want to go on that trip.
Might be kind of hot. Bad place to go to. That's the only place that the travel agent, when we go there, we'll go anywhere in the world except for Russia right
and,
now.
And maybe like Belarus, Ukraine, those kind of territories.
That's right.
Yeah. But that's just me. But you go ahead and go wherever. I want to go to North Korea.
I know. You told me that.
Yeah. That is my number one dream spot to go.
You had way more. Like, I was just like, man, I'll go wherever until you started listing off the reasons why we shouldn't go there. And I'm thinking, while I was sitting waiting for my tow truck, I'm like, this guy is not selling this idea very well. I'm not 100% out, but I was like, if he was trying to sell me, he ain't doing a good job at it.
No, but could you imagine if I didn't tell you those things, we got there and it happened, you'd be even more mad.
Well, obviously you could tell me those things, and you should tell me those things. I just didn't think it would come as quickly as, hey, this is a thought, oh, by the way.
Well, yeah.
I thought you would have let me... think about the idea, get excited about it, and then be like, oh, by the way, I'm like...
No, because, like, I'll still get you excited over the idea, because, like, I know you like to hear things like you'd be one of the very few people in the world have ever been.
That's right.
You know, 100%. And, like, how cool it is, and I'll show you some documentaries that'll make you want to go, but, like...
I've watched lots of documentaries on North Korea.
Have you watched the Viceland ones on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not all, but a few. Like, I know what North... I knew what I was getting into.
Yeah, so if you know what you're getting into, it's no worries then.
That's right. So, like I said, I'm a bad bargaining chip.
Yeah, 100%. It would be... Like, let's be real. Anything we do with risk, I am always the front runner for taking that.
That's right. You're taking more to heat than I'm going to have to take on that one. So.
One of the five things.
That's right. So, there's nothing but gratitude throwing it out into the universe today, but I like throwing things into the universe. So, I would love for my course that I'm offering next Saturday to be fully booked. That's 24 people, 11 in the first, 11 in the second. You should.
That's 22.
22. Thank you very much. So, 22. If I'm you listening right now, I strongly recommend booking both. Show up to both.
And
but
how many people you got right now?
I literally, as you're watching this, it's becoming live right now. So zero as of right now, because we just literally launched it. I don't even think it's launched yet. After this episode, I'll talk to...
And it's 35 bucks a course, you said?
Yeah, 35 bucks a course. Plus tax.
Plus tax.
Yeah, I would strongly suggest, like, if you're like, yeah, book both if you can. Individually, listen, they're going to be banging courses. So let's throw that out in the universe. Please, please, please support your boy. Let's fill up that course. The second thing is for myself and Tanner, let's make some memories. Let's go on some adventures. Please, somebody sponsor us to it'll be a $5,000 dream. And the amount of advertisement you're going to get out of this is is huge. Like, you can't put a mark or a price point on how much advertising you're going to get out of this one.
Can't put no marks on us.
That's right. So if you want to sponsor that show and that epic adventure,
and I think
$5,000.
And I think the bigger sell here is more like, imagine doing like cool stuff with us, getting to meet us, be a part of the adventure. I think we need to start like a testimonials on our page of like all the people.
Should
who,
we?
Yeah, who have done stuff with us and just what they have to say. And
we should. Oh, no, we're going to. That's a great idea. We're calling up people from this weekend.
Yeah, getting testimonials.
I was going to like just rattle off all the names and I had to like catch myself.
No, I got them.
Dude, you need to text all of them as soon as we're done.
And you like, you got people too. Not yeah, just live people. Like,
that's right.
You know, we got shout out Young Daddy. He can put one on there. Like, there's different people. And just a testimonial on why it's fun to hang out with us and be a part of what we do. Because, like, we can sell people all day, but, like,
yeah.
Obviously we think we're awesome.
We're doing this. Yeah. Like, literally, we're going to go after we get off this episode, which now I want to end it right now. We're going to make a list and we're going to start asking for some testimonials. I can't wait to hear what people have to say about us.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be like, we get clients to give us testimonials sometimes, and I love those. Thanks to all the clients who give us testimonials. But to hear like the random, like, yeah, shared their experience.
We can start, I know you don't do business cards.
I don't do business
cards. But we can start, we should get some like QR code business cards that when we go out to places and do things with people and meet new people, we give them this card with the QR code and say, hey, give us a testimonial on your experience with us tonight.
Well, here's what I want to do with testimonials. Obviously, the ones we're going to reach out to, we'll get them to write it. But when we should get people to do video testimonials, so then we can see the video and we can transcribe it into writing too.
Well,
why hard no? You jumped on no quick, so I want to know.
Yeah, because I don't do cameras. So, like, I don't like the idea of people. And, like, you'll get less people as well.
Oh, facts. Right? Okay, throughout the video component, we're doing written testimonials. But I would love if they supplied a photo.
Photo optional, I think. Give, like, the area. Yeah, because
then we could have, like, when we write it out, you could have their picture in a circle and then their testimonial next to it.
That is also just another way for people to get my photo online.
Your photo? Why? I'm talking
about... Because, like, if we're going out, I'm going to be there. They get a picture. They put it on.
Oh, of you? Yeah.
We'll iron it out.
We'll iron out this idea. It's a great idea. We're definitely getting testimonials from people.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's a good idea.
I already know, like, from the rave we threw.
Yeah.
We're getting some testimonials from that.
Yeah, 100%. I think there's a few people that would put out a good word for us.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, man, let's wrap this up. We gotta get some testimonials here. So, anyways, big shout out to everybody tuning in today. Really appreciate another YouTube exclusive. This episode is brought to you by gratitude, because I got nothing but gratitude, almost making my eyes water gratitude. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Shout out to Noral Toyota because they are the title sponsor to this show. So big gratitude to you. Appreciate your ongoing support. Thank you for everybody that watches. Really appreciate it.
And make sure you go to that course that you're throwing.
Make sure you go to that course. Yes, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Nothing but gratitude. Hopefully you're having a great day. Thanks for tuning in and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
This is a great idea you have. This is a great idea, so I am going to,
talk about quenching your ugly thirst.